A tēnā tātou katoa, ngā mihi ki a koutou, te mātakitaki i te whakarongo mai ki tēnā wāhanga, te wāhanga hauora, te wāhanga hauora mokopuna. Nō reira ki a koutou katoa, tēnā koutou. Ko Lisa McNabb tōku ingoa, nō te pātū ahau, nā te mea, i tēnei ata, māku e mihi atu ki ngā hoa, te whanaunga mai papa rore, te pā rore, Angela Keogh Hobson. Kia ora, Ange, and welcome.
Kia ora, Lisa. It's good to be back and talking with you again.
Kia ora. Yeah. So Ange, you're from Te Hiku Hauora?
That's correct.
And what's your role up there?
Okay, I'm the clinical manager for the mobile nursing team, and we have a team of nurses and community health workers that go out and visit people in the homes and workplaces.
Kia ora. And this morning you're here, as you know, Whakawhetū is about mokopuna ora. Now the clinical team, the mobile nursing team, have mokopuna ora, tamariki ora focus services?
Yes, they do, Lisa. Tamariki ora is one of our main focus for our pepe, and attached to those teams are also the breastfeeding, maternity support, respiratory, and the tamariki ora well child.
Ka pai. So how do whānau access your services?
Whānau can either self-refer amongst themselves, they are referred by the GPs. Any service provider that believes that we could be of benefit to our whānau in the community.
Kia ora. Do you have to be a registered client of Te Hiku Hauora to access the mobile nursing?
No, you don't. No, you don't have to be a client. There is probably only one service in our whole organisation that you do, but for those particular services, no, you don't.
Okay, so you've said breastfeeding, respiratory, tamariki ora well child checks,
yes,
and the maternity support.
Yes.
So if we started at maternity support, what does that look like?
Okay, maternity support is for looking at mothers who, or fathers for that reason, who are at risk. And when we talk about being at risk, looking at some of the social issues that impact on their lives, like drug and alcohol, things like that. So we're there to sort of help them and guide them and navigate them into support services that will help them, and especially when they're in that conception stage.
Ka pai. And then that would lead on to breastfeeding, I suppose?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So what does that service look like?
The breastfeeding, we try and get in as early as possible. So if we know that someone's hapū, then we try and give them the education on how to care for themselves, how to prepare themselves for breastfeeding, and some other issues that can occur for a mama when breastfeeding isn't successful.
Ka pai. And then tamariki ora, the well child checks. How does that one work?
Well, the well child checks from 6 weeks of age, when they're handed over from the maternity midwives,
mm-hmm,
we follow them through core levels of age. And so starting with 6 weeks, 3 months and 5 months, which is the ministry's core ages for immunisation, we really sort of focus on those. On that period.
So immunisation is part of the well child check. Is there any other areas that are core components of the well child checks?
Yes, we're looking at the actual growth and development,
mm-hmm,
how a baby goes. We look at the social issues that surround them, their homes, making sure that they have warm and healthy homes to grow up in, that you know, mum and dad have got all the support services that they need to help them, yeah, just daily grow.
Kia ora. And then respiratory, and that's a key one in terms of us not smoking during pregnancy?
Yes, very much so. It's supporting them if they really find it difficult to show them techniques or strategies that they can not transfer that, I guess, cloud of smoke onto, okay, their peepees. But, you know, the best thing is that they don't smoke.
Ka pai.
Yeah.
Ka pai. Ange, look, I know at some stage going forward, we're going to have the kaimahi who are specific to these services
yes.
come on and give more detail. But you mentioned earlier maternity support is for our at-risk whānau or wahine. You've also mentioned that people can self-refer.
Yes.
But if they're at risk, how can they, you know, they're not likely, I suppose, to self-refer.
No.
So how do we ensure as a community, as whānau, that our hapū mamas, that our kōtero, who are hapū, access these services so that our pēpi can reach their potential, so that our whakapapa can be as strong as what it was yesterday?
Yeah. Kia ora, Lisa. I think the most important thing to remember is that even in good intentions of supporting them, that we have to be able to speak to them and ask them if we can do that for them. If they're asking for help and they're not too sure, they're too whakamata, be able to actually do that for themselves, that's when the support whānau around them will actually do the referral.
Okay.
We do understand that not all of them have that ability to say, I really need help, I'm going to go and get it. And that's where those that are close to them take the initiative and say, and have that kōrero with them, get them to understand what needs to happen
okay.
to get the help.
Okay, so the key message there, whānau, is that if you need to, or you know of someone who would do well accessing these services, to talk to them about it, and they can contact you or one of the team at
Te Hiku on 408 4024 and just ask for the mobile nursing services.
Kia ora. Whānau and Ange, thank you very much for coming
Lisa.
In this morning. Great to see you once again. Thank you for your information being shared this morning. And to you all, thank you for tuning in this morning and listening. Don't forget, Te Hiku Hauora, you can contact them on 408 4024. Go on their website, which is www.tehiku.co.nz. We'll put these details up on the screen later, but thank you, Ange.
Kia ora, Lisa. Thank you.
Kia ora.